that going?
It's going.
Good.
A little tougher than usual.
Yeah.
One.
Well, good.
What are you doing?
I was watching Marshall Dillon explain how he letters comics.
Where?
On YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's called How to Letter Comics.
Really?
Yeah.
When did he start doing that?
He's got a few videos he posted like 3 years ago, and then this one he just posted yesterday.
Wow.
So I guess he's, I don't know, going to start doing it again?
Guess so.
So I was just checking that out because I haven't seen Marshall's face in a long time.
Does it look different?
Just older, like all of us.
Mm.
But pretty much the same. Marshall's always kind of looked the same. I mean, his hair was a little bit longer at one point.
Oh, yeah, he did have long hair for a little while.
It was a sort of a moppy kind of haircut, I think, if I remember right.
He had a ponytail when I first met him.
Oh, I don't remember that. But I mean, you know, he's pretty much looked the same. Same kind of beardish. Sometimes he's shaved and sometimes he's slightly bearded, but...
Yeah. I've seen very many incarnations of Marshall.
Yep.
So, I've known him as long as I've known that whole Nashville crew.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely known him longer than I have. I didn't meet him until early 2000s. I don't think.
Yeah. What?
What?
What do you want from me?
Love.
Okay.
Anyway. So. What else is new? I don't know, man. We're kind of a country of insane people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully convinced at least a third of the country is just outright bonkers.
I don't know if they're bonkers. I just think they're really dumb.
Maybe. I just, I'm really trying to understand the whole politicization, politicizing the mask thing.
People are just dumb, dude.
It's like...
People are proud to be dumb now. It's a thing. People are proud to be dumb.
And I don't understand that either. I mean, I know there's always been... not always, but I know a lot of times there has been antagonism towards, you know, quote-unquote intellectualism. And mm-hmm. I think that's just a response to the fact that a lot of times intellectuals are, they look down on other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, in ordinary situations, okay, I mean, you know, that's easy enough to understand. But somehow that's gotten translated into actually just disregarding anybody who, you know, by all rights should be the person you ask a question of because they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like...
You're saying something you don't want to hear, so...
Right, but I mean, if you took your car to a garage and they told you the transmission was going to fall out, would you just drive it home? Like, I think it's fine, and then just drive it home?
I'm sure some people have done that.
Right, but this many of them? Like, because that's essentially what they're doing.
It's a lot of dummies.
And it's just like, it's weird, because it's disregarding people who are, you know... do things for a living, like disregarding their knowledge completely. And then the argument that... yeah, I find it highly ironic that, you know, they're using an argument like, my body, my choice.
Yeah, well...
Because, you know damn well most of these people are anti-abortion. Unless, of course, it would be convenient for them, in which case they might be actually pro-abortion. And now I'm just getting cynical and taking pokes. But, yeah, like, I keep seeing the argument that, you know, it should be my decision if I want to risk going out and getting infected, but that's simply not understanding what the masks are for. Like, and I know these people have probably already seen this explanation, but, you know, the masks aren't there to keep you safe. They're there to keep other people safe from you in case you're walking around infected and don't know it or something like that. And they're just a step. They're to be practiced alongside good hygiene and you know, keeping your distance from people and things like that. And they seem to think that the masks are there like they're bio suits, like they're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to wear the mask to keep yourself safe. And that's just ignoring what the point is. Like, I suppose if you had like the N95 masks, or if you had like the high grade things that people that work with chemicals and stuff wear to keep fumes out, then you'd be wearing it to protect yourself. But yeah, okay, so Governor DeWine, Ohio's governor, has done, under the circumstances, a really good job, I think. And as far as keeping the shit under control. Now, I mean, there's problems cropping back up in the state since the reopening. In fact, my zip code's really bad in the state right now. And for that matter, a friend of mine's sister and her daughters, who don't live too far away from here, like less than a mile away from here, have been diagnosed with COVID. So it's like, it's creeping all around here, you know? But we're still way better off than we could have been. So, but the other Republicans in the state, like the Republican government people, don't like that. They don't like the job he's done. They say he's acting too much like a Democrat. He's managed to, you know, slow a deadly virus and, you know, help keep people alive, but they don't like that because he's acting too much like a Democrat. What the hell is that? You know? And it's insane. This is why I'm talking about the insanity of it, because we're not talking about, like, who your favorite ball team is or whether you like a certain politician's words or not. We're talking about a virus. Oh. Yeah, it's rough lately, man. I'm having trouble, like, actually keeping my head screwed on, right?
I can hear that.
Yeah. I know. I just realized I sound like I'm cracking up, don't I? But, man. Sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
Too late now.
Yep. So we'll switch to something better. It seems like your movie watching habits have shifted into more modern stuff.
They have?
Seems like it.
How's that?
Maybe not more modern stuff, like less low budgety.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, there's still B movies, but it seems like you're watching more like made for sci-fi TV movies now. And stuff.
No, it's not true. I just watched a Polonia Brothers movie the other day.
Oh, that's right. I did see that post.
I'm all over the map, man.
Can't pin you down.
You can't predict me.
Nostradamus did.
The only trends that I do are like if I watch one movie and Amazon suggests some. Like this week has been real big on like women revenge kind of like witches getting revenge on the oppressive society that killed them and stuff.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Because I watched one movie and it went into another and went into another.
Revenge witch
movie. Except for The Church. Have you seen The Church?
Yeah. It's late 80s, the demon-y movie with, what's his name's daughter in it?
Yeah, like her first movie.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy. There's some weird shit in there for his own daughter to be in there.
Oh, he put her in a lot of creepy situations.
But she's like 12 in this.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't like her only underage movie, though, you know?
But yeah, the beginning of this movie, I was like, oh, it's about these Christians are like going in and killing all these people and they're going to get revenge. But no, it's real. They were right to kill them in the beginning. They were all devil worshippers.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I guess that's what he's trying to say there.
Yeah, yeah.
The other movies were very much like, hey, you killed these innocent people and called them witches and they're going to get you. And they do.
So those are like actual revenge movies as opposed to just yeah. evil things coming back and doing evil things again.
Revenge as much as vengeance, evil curse, evil vengeance curses.
Gotcha. I watched an Italian movie from 88 that was like a terrible knockoff of, say, like, I don't know, Jaws meets Piranha, I guess.
Which one? The Last Shark?
No, Devilfish.
Oh, yeah, Devilfish.
Yeah.
Also done by Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, did they do that?
Like, one of the old ones, like, actual when it was on TV.
Yeah, that had actors and actresses in it that I've seen in a bunch of other Italian movies.
A lot of beer drinking going on in that movie.
That too, yeah. And they make note of the beer drinking a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was, I mean, that wasn't terrible, but it was like one of those, this isn't very good.
No, I've really enjoyed, like, if I'm in a bad mood, I'll put on a really dumb Italian movie just because just the translation alone will be entertaining. Because they fucking say some weird-ass shit in those movies.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think I saw
Body Count this week, and it's racist as fuck. Like, I hadn't seen it. It's like, whoa.
Which one's Body Count?
It's about, it's just, that's a campground slasher. There's like this legend of a old Native American shaman that supposedly is killing everybody, but it just turns out to be the couple's son.
Yeah. Okay. I watched that one not too long ago. I believe. Yes, I did. Yeah. That's a Ruggero Deodato movie. I don't know if I said his name right, but... That one actually wasn't too terrible, though.
It's kind of dull. The characters are so weird.
Yeah, that was one of those... I think I even mentioned it after I watched it, because it was one of those movies where I was like, what the hell's even going on? Like,
yeah, it's got Doug... Bruce Pennall... I keep saying Doug Pennall. Bruce Pennall in it, who's in all those Andy Sidaris movies.
Yeah.
He's like the motorcycle dude. Who's into Iron Maiden. I like Iron Maiden.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, yeah, but it's weird. Weird to bring that up in that movie.
And the great thing about Iron Maiden is if you liked Iron Maiden at any point in history, you probably should still like them because they sound exactly the same.
I appreciate that about them.
They are probably one of the most consistent bands I've ever heard. This sounds interesting. Ursus, the Terror of the Kyrgyz.
What?
It's called Ursus, the Terror of the Kyrgyz.
What? What are you saying?
It's a movie on Amazon.
Oh.
It's about Hercules versus werewolves.
When did that come out?
Oh, geez. 1964. Yeah. So it's probably not all that good, but it's, another Deodato-directed movie. So it could be kind of wacky. Okay, so I'm going to ask you about this movie, because I'm wondering if you've seen it, because maybe you can clarify my thoughts on it. Have you seen Guns Akimbo?
No, that's the one where the guy gets his guns stuck on him?
Yeah, it's Daniel Radcliffe.
No, I wanted to see that.
And he gets kidnapped and these guns get bolted onto his hands.
That's gotta hurt.
Uh-huh. And he's, it's like some sort of near future, like alt future kind of thing or whatever, where this crime syndicate is a, it's like a game that then they broadcast online and they pit people against each other and to kill each other, and whoever wins, I don't even know what they get when they win. That was one of the things that I wasn't real clear on. But they get viewers, for one thing. And presumably the crime syndicate gets money from it somehow. But, so yeah, this guy who's a... The plot is this guy's sort of a nothing office worker kind of dude, but at night he gets online and trolls. And so he catches a notice, I guess, because he's trying to troll on one of these crime boss guys. So they kidnap him, bolt guns on his hands, and tell him he's got like 2 days to kill his opponent or else, you know, or be killed, I guess.
Hmm.
And it goes crazy from there. It reminds me a lot of the Crank movies. And the pacing and just sort of the weirdness of it. And it's got some funny moments, but I wasn't sure, like... It feels like a junk food movie. Where there's just not a lot to it. You're watching the pretty flashing lights and all the running around, mostly.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, it's a good popcorn movie.
You're a popcorn movie.
And, well, have you ever seen Popcorn the Movie?
I've been trying. You can't get it. It's not online anywhere, and it's really hard to, like, buy.
Oh, really?
I remember seeing the commercials when I was a kid, and it looked real scary.
I always love that tagline. Buy a bag, go home in a box.
I didn't know that.
Oh. what year was
that? I don't see Popcorn. Popcorn was 80s, wasn't it? I don't remember that.
I thought it was, like, might have been 90, but, or 89, 90, maybe? I will look that up while I'm talking to you about it. 91, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I am surprised.
I was thinking it was somewhere around there, because I saw it in a theater, and I saw it in one of those, we had like a mega mall here that did pretty well for like a real brief period of time. It was one of those weird things that was built right at the end of mall era. But it had a complete like entertainment center on the inside, and it had these theaters that were super budget theaters. Like, you'd get in for like a buck or something like that. And they had like two or three of them crammed in there, and they were smaller type screens, stuff like that. But I remember seeing it there. So that's why I thought it was right around like 90 or something. Yeah, that was a tagline. I did remember it, right?
I think you're so smart.
No, it's just good when I remember stuff.
You're not smart. You're dumb.
Why are you hating on me?
Guys, I'm the devil.
Well, then I'm going to... You call me the devil and then kill me, and I'm going to come back and do bad things to you.
Popcorn, you're my favorite movie star.
So I wonder why this movie's hard to get a hold of.
I don't know. You looking it up?
Yeah, I'm just seeing
it's hard,
like...
Isn't it?
I mean...
Watch it.
It's like not even on YouTube?
I haven't looked for it on YouTube.
Oh.
I try to watch it, like, for real.
Right. But, I mean, if you can't get it anywhere, then...
Yeah, I mean, that's always the last resort, yeah. But also, I like to get the, like, good closed captioning.
Oh.
And YouTube has really shitty closed captioning.
Gotcha.
Sometimes that's hilarious, but other times it's...
So, weirdly, it's like, looks like it's on Prime Video, but it just says it's not available.
That happens a lot. Like, it was, and then they took it down, is what happened.
So that means it's gotta be like, oh, you can get it on Blu-ray.
Oh boy.
But it's
I don't buy movies that I've never seen before.
But it's temporarily out of stock anyway.
not like Tabor or Jim Terry. I don't understand that.
What, buying a movie you've never seen before?
Yeah, they say it's cheaper, but it's like, it's not cheaper. It's not cheaper than free.
Oh, right. But, I mean, you know, if you can't get it for free.
Yeah, I guess.
Apparently there was a collector's edition Blu-ray, too. With a different cover. Weird. Anyway. So it's out there. I wonder if it ever got a DVD release.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It did get a DVD release, I think.
You got a DVD release.
Oh, The Boneyard.
Huh. I haven't seen that.
I like that one.
It's good?
It's... No, but, I mean, you know, it's good, what? Yes. Like, it's got Norman Fell and Phyllis Diller in it, if that tells you anything. It's goofy, like... And it's got a weird mutant monster poodle.
Yeah, I seen the poodle on the video cover.
Yeah, that's one. For whatever reason, I do like it, but I can't really call it good. And it I've had it on DVD like for a long time. And I pull it out every now and then and watch it just because I do think it's like funny bad. But I don't think they were trying to like make a good movie. I think they were just having fun. Not that they were trying to make a bad movie, like they do now, like when they self-consciously make bad movies, trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were just, somebody had a wacky idea and they put it together and were like, okay, let's just have fun with it. At least that's the sense I got. But what
about the idea?
I got no sense. Boom. Watched an interesting movie with it was a moral commentary to it, I guess.
You're a moral commentary.
Okay. It was called The Way You Look Tonight. And in this movie, there are humans, but they're like a mutated humans, and they're called changelings. And they just wait, whenever they wake up, their body's a different person. Like, their mind's still the same, but their body changes. And, they can't control it. And, like, most of the time they stick with their same gender, but, like, sometimes even, like, some of the changes, they swap genders, like, once a month. It's like, their period. And so this guy meets this girl, likes her, but she takes off. Then he meets another girl, likes her, and she takes off. And it like, this happens a couple of times, and he realizes that they all have this green hoodie in common. And so finally, she kind of reveals herself to him that she's a changeling, and he kind of freaks out for a second and then comes back because he likes her. And then the movie just deals with, like, how their relationship has to work with her never knowing what she's going to be when she wakes up. And him sometimes, you know, being a straight guy, still having to deal with, like, dating a guy. Because that's the way she wakes up. Stuff like that. I thought it was pretty well done. It was interesting.
You're wrong.
No. Me? Never. Uh-uh.
Wrong. You're wrong about your opinions.
No, sorry. Oh, and I did watch a terrible one that would be a candidate for your watching list.
Ooh.
It was called Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead. Is that one of the Romero ones?
No. This is a 2008 movie. It is directed by an Italian. But it surprises me that it's 2008 because it actually looks like it was filmed sometime in the 90s. And it's has to do with Spanish skeletons protecting some cursed gold. And these people out in the desert...
Helmets on.
Yeah.
Conquistador helmets.
Yeah, skeleton conquistadors.
Mm.
So, yeah, but I don't, it's pretty terrible though. I don't know if you'd like it. I'm not even sure if you'd find, like, anything useful in it.
You mean it's not a moral story?
No. I don't expect you to find morals in a movie anyway.
I got no morals.
Sometimes asylum movies aren't that bad.
Asylum movies?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I watched one called The Final Level, Escaping Roncalla. And it's a
Jumanji ripoff?
Yeah, it's a smash-up of Jumanji and Ready Player One, sort of.
Yeah.
Or more, it's actually, yeah, more or less like that anyway. But it actually wasn't too bad. It was funny.
Take your word for it.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm just saying.
I'll take your word for it.
And it's got Biling in it.
Yeah.
Not for very long, though. Yeah, they knew exactly what they were aiming for, because even on the poster image, it says it's Jumanji meets Ready Player One. Asylum is not subtle. They're really not a subtle company.
Are not subtle.
I
don't know what... I mean, I've seen tons of movies that are rip-off. Like, the old Italian movies did it all the time.
Right.
They're so much more fun to watch than these Asylum ones.
Yeah, most of
the Asylum movies, you feel like you got tricked. Like, it's like a con.
Right. Yeah, most of the time... Because I remember the first Asylum movie I watched was, it came out when the Transformers, first or second Transformers came out, and it was the one about the giant robots on Earth, like, destroying all the people on Earth. I can't remember what the movie was called now. This is around, like, 2007, I think. And right off the bat, I'm like, man, this is terrible. And then I watched a few more, and I was like, these are all terrible. And I don't know what it is, generally. I think the Italians were actually trying, even though they were ripping off concepts. It seemed like they were trying. And that's the thing I noticed mostly about the Asylum movies, is that they're just barely strung together scenes. And they're filmed really cheaply, and everything's just cheap in them. And it's like they're not really even trying to make a proper movie. They're just trying to put something out that they can make money off of. Or get a fast return on or something.
Well, they want to trick you into watching their movie.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I think that's why maybe the old ripoffs were more fun, is because they were at least trying to actually make a movie, too. Yeah, they were probably doing it cheap, and they were doing it, like, quick to make a buck off of something that was already big, but they seemed like they were still trying to make a movie.
Yes, it seemed like they were trying to make
a movie. Yeah. I saw you watch the one I told you about, the Terminator / whatever ripoff.
Oh, Terminator. It's more Alien ripoff.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, it turns into the Terminator at the end.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, what was that? Shocking Dark?
Yeah. I thought that
was... Yeah, that was fun.
And, I'm just trying to... But that's a good example, though, too, of, like...
Mm-hmm.
They were definitely totally ripping shit off, but at least they were trying. Like.
Mm-hmm.
But... And, I've still been watching Earth Final Conflict. That second season of that is terrible. They kill off the main character at the end of the first season.
I don't care.
Well, I'm just telling you, man.
I don't care.
Fine. Whatever.
Hey.
What?
I don't care.
Whatever. Hey.
I don't want to draw anymore.
Okay. Have you ever seen Pterodactyl?
It's on my list.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, no.
It was a movie. I like movies with clever titles.
Titles,
I guess.
People keep telling me to watch Velocipaster.
What? You know,
Velocipaster.
That's a movie?
Yes.
No, is it? Oh.
It makes me not want to watch it when people keep telling me to watch something.
That's got a surprisingly high star count for this kind of movie. Huh. Fascinating. All right, well, that's going on the wish list. They keep recommending, like, sometimes I don't understand Amazon's recommendations to me.
Uh-huh.
They keep recommending stuff I've seen and that they know I've seen. Like, why are they recommending it again? Like, Attack of the Killer Donuts, for instance.
You've seen that?
Sure. I've watched it.
Did you talk about it?
I don't remember. I mean, it's not a good movie. And it's fairly new. I mean, it was from a few years ago. But, I mean, yeah, it's not a good movie, but... it's just weird. That's one of those things where they just keep bringing it up again. And Killer Pinata, that's another one that keeps coming up. That's the one I talked about that was filmed in Chicago.
Hmm.
And they keep recommending that, and they know I've watched that, too. Go figure.
I haven't seen either of those. They sound really too dumb for me to watch.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably below your threshold.
I'm a little... more discerning.
Of course. Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
Yeah. Most of those movies are really boring.
Yeah, and that's always the problem with them. It's like, because if they shortened them, like made them like half hour or something, they'd probably be pretty cool.
Most of those movies are real boring.
Where Skeeto Nazi Hunter?
Yeah, that's on my list too.
Oh, it looks like I tried to watch that. I didn't get very far into it before I stopped it. Yeah, stuff like Lava Lanchula. Again, like I like these titles, you know. And Zombievers, of course.
Zombievers is good.
That's a funny movie. But I watched it because of the title. Like, Inhumanwich?
Yeah, I keep fighting myself on whether or not I want to watch that or not.
That is another weirdly high-rated movie, like, for this type. Mm. Clownado?
Clownado seems interesting, too. I also am... interested in the movie Space Clown, which seems like Alien with a clown.
I haven't seen that yet. Like, come across that.
But I do want to... Maybe I'll watch that next. I've watched a lot of movies this week already.
Yeah, apparently I have too. Oh, Space Clown's really low rated too.
That doesn't stop me.
No,
I don't look at the ratings.
It doesn't really mean much, but... And of course, you know, when you look that up, it brings up Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which is a classic.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Have you tried out this watch party thing?
What's watch party?
Oh, I don't know. Do you watch Amazon through your browser?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you go into the movie section now, next to the watch list button, they've got something called Watch Party, where you're supposed to be able to simultaneously watch a movie with other people and chat about it. That's what it says, anyway. So I'm going to guess since you didn't know what it was, you probably haven't tried it.
Mm-mm.
I think we should try that out. That could finally maybe We could do our Glowcast.
Your what?
Glowcast? No, not Glowcast, because then people think we're talking about Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
What are you talking about? Oh.
What was the other name I had for it?
The Cast Dragon.
Ah, the Cast Dragon, yeah. Yeah, we could do a watch party. I'm going to click on watch party and see what it is.
Let me see here. Let's pick one.
Space Clown's one I'm in.
Space Clown?
Yeah. Let's see. I guess you enter a name for the chat. It's got to be
for... What party? Okay. Enter chat. Okay. With watch party chat and watch movies, learn more. Chat as Frank Ruler. Create watch party. I've created a watch party. Now we'll copy a link.
And send it to me?
And send it to you.
I'm curious how this works.
This works.
Dum dum dum. Okay. Copy link. Punch that sucker in there. And well, that's weird. It just brings it up like I'm like the same as what I did before. Oh no, now it says join instead of start. Okay. I've joined it.
It's a found footage movie.
Uh-oh.
I don't see anybody at my watch party.
I see you.
No, why don't I see that?
Apparently I paused the video. Is your video still running?
Mike Face Puncher?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Well, what do you expect, Crank Ruler?
We don't see, we don't talk to each other, but we can chat and yeah. Watch the movie at the same time.
Oh, you suck.
So, you can see me pausing it?
Yeah, apparently these controls are really slow and buggy.
So, is the movie playing for you right now?
No, right now it's paused at 42 seconds.
Okay. Is it playing now?
Yeah, now it's playing.
Interesting. So, yeah, we can watch it. That settles the syncing thing that you have a lot of the time.
Yeah, like when you just try to say, okay, start now.
So you could do this and then, like, use, like, a microphone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, because the chat's not really. You say that now. Interesting.
Oh, there is a slight delay.
Is there?
I heard the you say that now, like a second and a half earlier from you than by the time it came on my screen. Huh.
Interesting.
Well, it's still, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure this isn't. Us aren't, how do I want to say this, people wanting to watch it to, well, yeah, and that's exactly why they set it up, I guess. I mean, they were probably setting it up for coronavirus, people, like, stuck indoors.
I don't know. This was done a long time ago.
The what?
And this old feature?
No, this is the first, I just saw it this week.
No, that doesn't mean it wasn't always there.
I've never seen it there before. Like, I usually notice because they recently changed the UI. On the watch pages. Because that always confuses me because I don't know where to click anymore. I get used to clicking in one spot. Like to add a movie or start playing or whatever.
Mm.
So. Anyway. Well, now we know what this is.
Watch Party with Crank every Friday night, guys.
Well, actually, we could do something like that.
Going to invite you all over.
If we set it up and then post a link someplace, then whoever wanted to join could join. I assume whoever starts it up, because it seemed like I couldn't unpause the video, so it looks like whoever sets it up is in control.
That's right.
I assume probably you have tools that I didn't see, too, that would allow you to, like, boot people out of it if they were being asked.
Yes.
Or something like that.
I haven't really looked.
I'm thinking of ways we could actually do this. Like, unfortunately, it's only available to United States Amazon account people.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. I guess you can't do it through, because it specifically said you have to do it through a web browser, so I guess you can't do it through, like, your PS3 or Xbox or whatever. Or I guess even your apps on your TV, or if you got like a Roku device or something.
Well, not gonna do it.
But still, it's interesting. It opens up some possibilities.
Possibility of nothing.
Oh, don't be such a negative Nelly.
Negative.
Or a negative Ned. How about that? Yeah. Cool. Watch party. Mike's house.
Watch party.
So.
Watch party at Jim Terry's house.
Okay.
I'm just gonna give everybody his address.
Just like his physical address? You're gonna dox him?
Yep.
Okay. That's probably not cool, but alright.
Your face isn't cool!
Your face isn't cool.
Not paying attention.
To what?
Drawing. Working.
Stop all the working.
Can't. Gotta get shit done.
Can't.
Shit done.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Mostly just can't stop.
Yeah. And to round out my watching stuff, I watched a bad movie. Not bad. It wasn't bad, actually. It wasn't too bad. But it was... You can always tell when Ron Perlman's in a movie that it's going to be at a certain level most of the time.
Yeah, but that's a good level, right?
Well,
you watched Hellbenders, didn't you?
I've seen Hellbenders.
Okay.
But that's not what I watched. I watched one called Rats.
Oh. Not Rats, Knights of Terror.
There's no subtitle in this one. This one's got Sarah Downing and Ron Perlman in it.
Oh, okay. The Italian Rats. It's a post-apocalyptic future where there are rat people.
Oh. No. These are just mutated psychic
That's
rats.
That's a spoiler at the end of the movie. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. What I meant by the Ron Perlman thing, though, is that he's consistently, the movies he's in are, with some outliers, are consistently within a certain range of good-bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually not terrible, but most of the time they're not, like, really really good either. And I like Ron Perlman, you know. But he's just one of those ones where it seems like if he's in a movie, you can kind of, you know what to expect out of it, more or less. Unless it's bigger budget. Because, I mean, you know, Hellboy did really well, and those were good movies. He was great in Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
But, yeah, anyway. But this one's about... really hungry mutant psychic rats living underneath an insane asylum.
Psychic rats?
Yeah. I guess they're psychic. They talk to one dude.
They talk to him?
Through mind speech.
Mind speech?
Yes.
What is mind speech?
Telepathy. Psychic speaking.
Oh.
Mind speech.
Has it ever been referred to as mind speech?
I don't know.
In the history of anything?
I think I've seen it referred to as mind speak. So therefore that the act of mind speaking would be mind speech, right?
Mind speaking!
I mean, that just seems like it's a given, natural.
Mind speaking spiel.
So, all right. Oh, there it is. Rats, Knights of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Should I watch it?
Sure, why not?
Should we watch party it?
Sure, I've already seen it.
Oh, it's on. Okay, it's a Bruno Mattei movie.
You can watch it with Riff Track, too.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to or something, because it's not available in my location. I mean, what's up with that, dude?
What's up with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I looked up another movie called Rats from 1970.
Uh-huh.
And the description of it's really weird.
It's about turtles?
No. It says, this highly stylized and hypnotically shot film pushes the art of documentary filmmaking to the limit. From homeless philosophers to urban rat snipers, the film will take you on an emotional roller coaster ride you won't forget. Makes clear that this is as much a human problem as a rat problem.
Hmm.
Huh. Weird 1970 documentary about rats, man.
You're a 1970 documentary.
you are being very specious today.
I don't like animals.
No, I didn't say specious. I said specious.
What does specious mean? You know I'm not smart.
Sure you are.
Why are you going to use words like that?
Well, actually, I wasn't using it right anyway.
Why do you got to use words?
I went to double-check the definition, and I wasn't using it right.
What are words for?
I don't know. Nobody's listening anymore.
I feel like we've done that, though.
We have. It's a pretty easy joke.
I'm done.
Hi, Don.
Done with the thing. Done with the world.
Why?
Done with it.
Why?
I don't want to do anything anymore. I finished Last of Us 2.
Already?
Yeah. Couldn't stop playing.
So, what's your thoughts on it?
It's probably one of my favorite video games ever.
Was it hard to play?
Like, no.
Because the gameplay footage, what little of it I saw, made it look like it'd be kind of complicated.
No, gameplay is just like the first one.
Oh, okay.
They throw you in a loop by making you play half the game as somebody else.
Well, they did that in the first one, too.
Yeah, but you knew who that person was. This is like the person that you are out to kill. You end up playing the game half the game is that person.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. But it's a really good story.
Huh.
And I mean, I think they had a good reason to make you do that.
So you have to So you have to play as the bad guy?
Yeah.
Like, do you have to do bad stuff?
No. It's one of those, like, it's more complicated than you think things. But at the end of the game, I was still like, yeah, I would like for that character to die anyway. Huh. I still don't like that character.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about having to play the bad guy.
Yeah, it's super sad still, but it's, I mean, it's like the first one. It's way more intense, man. And one of the most diverse, like, casts in any video game I've ever seen. And I don't think that's being talked about very much.
Yeah. Man, I want to play it.
Yeah.
One of these days.
one of these days you won't play it.
Yeah, one of these days.
You're never going to play it.
Sure, one of these days.
If you get the chance to, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to knock the controller out of your hand.
Why would you... Never mind.
It's my mission to keep you from being happy now.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Being locked down has made me insane. Insane evil.
It sounds like it.
I'm just an insane evil person now.
This is like your tripping point.
I'm an evil person now. That's just the way it is now.
I'm just evil.
I'm evil.
So,
sorry.
What you're saying is...
If you wanted me to be good, then you're wrong. I'm not. I'm going to be evil.
So you're saying you're not going to wear a mask in public?
Yeah, I guess not.
And you're going to vote for Trump?
Woof. Well, I don't like this evil.
Oh, wait. You said you were evil, not stupid. Sorry.
Yeah. See? I'm glad somebody made that distinction. I am pretty dumb, though.
You're not that dumb.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's just stupid at this point.
I keep telling people I'm dumb and nobody believes me. And then I do something dumb and they're like, what did you? And I'm like, I told you I was dumb.
No. You're not dumb.
I'm pretty dumb.
I mean, you're kind of dumb.
I'm way dumber than most people think I am.
Huh. Okay, then. Looks like you lucked out marrying a smart person, then.
She's kind of smart. Not that smart. Not as smart as she wants to think she is.
Oh.
I've caught her doing dumb stuff.
Well, if it's just a matter of doing dumb stuff, I mean, we all do dumb stuff.
We're dumb stuff.
We are kind of, as humans, we are habitually designed to do things that are not in our best interests. Because we are creatures of the moment. We act on desire. We act on things we want rather than things we need. Yeah? You know what I'm saying there, man?
No! Leave me alone!
Neither do I. And I can't get a hold of a stupid... Can anybody tell me, besides comiclist.com, which, and the only reason I'm asking this is because that's the one I use. I've been using to keep track of what comes out during each week in comics. But for the past, like, month or so, I've been having problems with it. And today, apparently, they're having some sort of database error because all I'm getting is an SQL error. So I need to find someplace else that actually lists, in a list form, all the comics that are coming out in a given week. Because when I go to, like, I've tried going to comic retail sites, and they'll seem to just push things at random. I guess whatever they think is going to be the big seller or something. And it's just not a list. You know, I need a list. Lists, Mike. Lists. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and of course, now that I'm talking about that, it came up again this time. So. Yeah. So it's July. This just reminded me, because I forgot that this was July 1st. People have been shooting fireworks off for like 2 weeks already around here.
I think that's just going to be the way it is now. I think we're always going to have... fireworks.
I read an article yesterday that hypothesized that it's due to the fact that people have been cooped up and haven't had to spend their money on other forms of entertainment.
I guess.
So right now they just want to blow shit up because it's more, they've got the money to spend on it, I guess. I guess. So it's some sort of the way people make decisions on things. Like, cost, some sort of cost ratio is, I can't remember what the actual term the article used was. But what it amounted to was that, you know, people have been cooped up and then want to blow shit up. But yeah, I mean, they've been going off for like weeks and weeks here. And they're only going to get louder. I wonder how long they're going to go after. I guess until everybody runs out of fireworks.
It feels like they've been doing it for months already.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But July also brings us, whatchamacallit, the pushed back tax due date for income tax. They push it to July 15th. So if you haven't already filed and paid in America, that is.
I have to, I had to talk to my accountant because I got a letter that my didn't pay either enough or on time or something like that.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's never a letter you want to get.
And he said, well, that shouldn't have happened. I was like, yeah, it shouldn't have happened, should it? Consider I pay you lots of money.
lots and lots of money.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know, you kind of sound like the count.
Yeah, that's probably what I was going for.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to figure out is, does this push back the estimated tax dates too? That's the thing I don't know. Because I think I'm already late on my second estimated tax payment at this point.
What is life?
Of course, it's confusing. I don't know. I made my first car payment on this car I bought.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to get it paid off quick, so I paid like a lot of money on it, on this first payment.
Did you give me some money?
What? No,
I would like you to give me some money.
No, you gotta give me some money.
Oh, fuck, I owe you money, don't I?
Yeah.
Shit, that means I owe Marissa money.
If she invoiced, I would assume so, yeah.
She never invoices.
Oh, really? Well, that's weird.
Yeah, she's bad about that.
But, yeah, so and taxes are due, and it's one of those things where I'm juggling stuff and trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to do what I need to do.
I decided I'm not going to pay you.
Well, at least it's good to know, and that way I'm not counting on it.
On the air.
I mean, that's probably not entirely smart, no.
Well, how about this? I am going to pay you, and then after we hang up, I'm going to say I'm not going to pay you.
But then, you know, you said that again out loud on the air.
I don't think so.
Are you trying to gaslight me?
You've been gaslighted. You've been gaslammed.
You are evil, Mike.
Yeah. I'm evil, Mike. I grew a goatee.
Yeah.
On top of my beard.
A goatee on top of the beard?
Yeah, it's like a black felt goatee.
Oh, okay. Or like one of those kind you get out of like a gumball machine or something.
Yeah.
All right. We can work with that. And it shows up because most of your beard's gray now anyway.
You've incurred the wrath of evil Mike.
Wait, or does Evil Mike have a black beard?
It's probably black.
Then how would the goatee show up?
I don't know. Look, I'm busy drawing. I don't have time to think about your stupid shit.
Come on, man. You got to think these concepts through, or else, you know, the veracity is lacking. You need some sort of verisimilitude.
I've never heard that word actually said. That's interesting.
I'm not entirely sure I used it right, but it sounded right. Verisimilitude. Well, anyway. Hey, did we have any emails?
We have some emails.
Why don't you read us those emails?
Okay.
All right. Holy crow. Still going.
What's going on?
Femforce. I am always pleasantly surprised when I see a new issue of that listed.
Do you want me to read this or not?
Sure, go ahead, man. I was killing time while you were, you know, dicking around.
Ben writes, had to chime in on your discussion of Earth's Final Conflict.
Ah.
G-R-E-F-C. It was indeed Canadian-made and produced by a company called Alliance Atlantis.
Oh, that's, isn't that the, one of the Raimi's things or something like that?
I don't know. It was making a bunch of Canadian import shows around that time, Due South, Final, Earth Final Conflict, and Transformers, Beast Wars, / Machines, amongst other shows.
Yeah, I think they had a, oh, it was another, like, fantasy show or something like that, too. But,
why don't you let me read the whole thing?
All right, go ahead.
My brothers and I started watching because of the Beast Wars connection and really caught on after about the fourth episode. GREFC was one of those syndicated shows that WB and later UPN would snatch up as cheap programming and air on Saturday, Sunday afternoons to fill programming. Not Alliance Atlantis produced, but Hercules, Xena, and Tech War series with Shatner and Gene's other show Andromeda spring to mind as an example of other syndicated programming of the period.
Yeah, I like Tech War. Good stuff. What is GREFC?
I don't know.
Oh, Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict. Okay. He was acronyming the full title. I gotcha. What was that? He said that was called Alliance?
Have you written in before, Ben? Is this new people?
I'm not sure.
Ben!
Say, what was that? What was that called? Alliance Pictures? Alliance.
Alliance Atlantis.
Alliance Atlantis. Because I'm trying to remember what else they did. I think they might have been doing a couple years later. I think they were behind crap. It's that other show I liked that was Andromeda.
They just said that, didn't they?
Did he say Andromeda?
I think so.
Oh, sorry about that. Because, yeah. Right. Entertainment? Holy moly, they did a lot of stuff, dude. Did you know?
Probably not.
Oh, never mind. It wasn't what I thought it was. Sorry. Go ahead. Oh, they did Captain Star. That was a weirdo sort of cartoon animated Star Trek parody, kind of. Oh, they were responsible for Mirror Mirror and Mirror Mirror 2.
The movies?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But they also gave us a reboot.
I've seen Mirror Mirror 2 and 3. I don't know if I've seen 1.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say 1's any better, but it's probably marginally better because it was new. It wasn't just trying to continue a franchise.
Ryan McCoy writes, or Ryan from Iowa writes, has anybody ever told Crank that if he adopts them kitties, he can call them the Crank Cats?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
You don't like it enough to get them kitties?
No.
Bring them into your home. Open your heart.
No. Oh, hey, they also gave us Nightman.
Oh, the sweet sax playing Nightman.
Uh-huh. You got it, baby.
Oh, and his purple PT Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bitch, take them cats!
Oh, I can't even get near them, dude. These aren't like the last batch, because they weren't, like, born right next to me.
So, born right next to you?
You know what I'm saying. Like, they weren't hanging around when they were little kittens, like, while I would be outside smoking or whatever. So, like, the last batch I could get close to while they were still kittens, sort of. But these I can't even get close to.
Gremlins 3, the last batch.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. Take them kitties!
Oh, they also gave us Overdrawn at the Memory Bank.
No way!
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for a while.
Oh, In Existence. That was a good movie.
I don't know if I ever saw that.
It was weird. You might like it. It was early, one of those early, like, computer-y, like, related, computer game-related movies. Sort of. And it was a Cronenberg movie. So, yeah. Oh, sorry. Emails, what now?
That was it.
Just about the kittens?
Yeah.
Nah, can't do it.
You can do it. You won't do it.
Can't.
You can.
What am I going to do, trap them?
You know you can.
I mean, dude, and this whole idea of ownership and stuff, man, I don't know if I can get behind that.
Dang.
I mean, not to mention the responsibility. I've gone into all this before.
Let them kitties into your heart.
I'm doing the right thing by not imprisoning
them. Your heart. Them kitties want to be in your heart. They want to claw their way into your heart and eat that tasty heart meat.
Now that I believe, actually.
Let them kitties in your heart.
What was it? There was a horror anthology movie I remember watching where some old guy hires an assassin to kill a cat because he thinks the cat's been killing off his relatives and stuff in the house.
Hmm.
And so the assassin shows up and, I'm trying to remember. The whole thing winds up, though, with the cat crawling into the guy's mouth and then kind of eating him from the inside out.
Isn't that like a Tales from the Dark Side or something? Or Tales from the Crypt?
Might be. I mean, I remember seeing it in a movie, but I think, yeah, it was also an episode or something.
I feel like I've seen that.
It might have all been based on the same short story or something. Or maybe it was a reused bit since it was part of an anthology. It might have been episode length or something. But yeah, that's how I think of cats in general, is that they want to crawl inside and eat you from the way out, you know, inside out.
Let that kitten in your heart. I didn't think you were so scared of cats.
No, I'm not scared of them.
Sounds like you are.
I'm just recognizing the fact that they want to eat you.
They do want to eat you.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason they don't is because, you know, you're bigger than they are.
Yeah. Look, I think everybody knows I've spoken at length about this.
Yeah. I mean, cats are just waiting for their chance, always, and they're plotting and planning.
Yeah.
Even the ones that are friendly, they're just being friendly to, like, put you off your guard.
Then eat your heart.
No, can't do it.
Do it.
No.
Them kitties just want to be inside you.
You're just making this weird, dude. Is this evil Mike plot?
To get you killed by cats?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, you know, it's kind of cartoonish. Which I think goes with the personality of Evil Mike. He would do things cartoonishly.
You don't know Evil Mike.
I mean, I picture Evil Mike as sort of a Lex Luthor-y kind of. Or, you know, somewhere in between Lex Luthor and Skeletor.
More like Skeletor, because I've already established that Mike is not smart.
Yeah.
There's no Lex Luthor up in here.
Well, no, I'm thinking Lex Luthor just because of his bizarrely convoluted plots to do very minor things.
No.
Like when he could easily just accomplish that.
I don't plan anything, so I don't know if that would be me.
pardon me, I was going into what's that called again? Creaky voice.
I'm so mad.
I can't remember what the name of it. Vocal fry, that's the word I'm looking for.
I've been walking 6 miles every day.
Good for you. How's it going?
It's hard.
You building up those delicate ankles?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing. I can walk for a million years and my ankles will still snap like twigs if I walk the wrong way over a crack in the sidewalk.
So, have you been walking, like, actually outside walking?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I didn't know if you were, like, on one of those walking machines that motivates you or something. Yeah.
No. Like, you don't have a walking machine that motivates you.
Because just what I need is a machine that yells at me and tells me I didn't wake up today to be a quitter. You
know? I didn't do that. Yeah. I can call you and tell you you're a quitter.
Yeah, you probably could.
I could. I will now. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to provide a service for you.
That's not exactly motivational to call me up and tell me I am a quitter.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You got to tell me I'm not a quitter.
I think I need to do that. I think that it'll help you in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
It will, like, yeah, it's what you need.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway. So, Goon number 11's out from Albatross Funny Books today. What do you think of that?
Yeah? I think that's good. I think people should buy it.
Is that
put your mask on and go to the store and buy it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, buy it on Comixology, but go to the store.
Well, if they buy it on Comixology, they don't really need to go to the store, do they?
I don't care. Do both.
Right.
Do both. It's been a hard year.
Yeah.
You need entertainment, and Eric needs money.
Yeah, yeah. Is this stuff you've drawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I drew it. I drew this issue, and the next issue is the last one.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Michael Norton.
It does not say Michael Norton.
No, it doesn't. It says Mike Norton. Actually,
It's been so crazy that the last two issues, I just told Eric, I said, you know what? You've had to resolicit this, and nobody in the comic business is in the toilet. Just pay me when you get a chance.
Right on.
So. Buy my comic.
Bye. Yeah, it's definitely been stressful for comics industry things. Lately.
I'm the comics.
And I
I'm the comics except for Grave Danger, which you can't buy.
Grave Danger. Grave Danger. Why does that sound familiar?
Because it's a comic I did for Comixology.
Wait, I lettered that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't buy it anymore.
Why not?
Because the producers of the comic that Tim didn't tell me were the producers of the comic just disappeared.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, we'll talk more about that later. That's really strange, though. I found... I'm going to shake my head on this again. But I got a room in my house that was, you know, it's like the second bedroom or whatever, but I use it as a library room and I keep my comps and stuff in there because I can't figure out what the hell to do with my comps. I need to get rid of them, but because they were what was overflowing that room and causing me to not be able to get into it. And I got them organized so I can get in there now. But it's like, what do you do with your, you sell your comps at your table and stuff, don't you? Well, I guess you can't right now.
Normally I do. I've always had a problem with it because of the infrequency of, like, the shows that I go to. A lot of it's timed out that, like, there's a very narrow window to sell my single issue comps.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Because, I mean, single issues.
A lot of the time, by the time there's a show, my trade has come out or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just have a bunch of issues. So, Sean and I are working on putting up a store for Four Star where we're gonna sell a bunch of that old backstock stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I was wondering like how other people dispose of their single issue stuff, like when they've got a lot of them. Because I you know, being a litterer and that, I've never felt the need to table at a show, so I've never been able to sell them. I thought about maybe putting together packs of runs of stuff. And maybe trying to sell it on eBay, like 10 issues or something like that, or if it was like a, you know, limited series, just whatever issues were available.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really don't know, like, it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I mean, I guess I probably actually should start getting a hold of people and figuring out, like, just telling them, like, look, I only need, like, 3 copies of this, or something. Like, instead of, you know, some people, if I think about it, I say just send me, like, 5 copies. That's what I was trying to do, but then most of the time I don't remember to tell anybody anything, so they just send whatever the default is. And sometimes it's, like, 10 copies, sometimes it's, like, 20 copies. And on a book that has more than one cover, that really, like, adds up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds weird. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining about getting something for, you know, not having to pay for it. Because
mm-hmm.
That's not really the point. I'm not. I'm glad I get copies of it. I'm not sure I need so many of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I used, when I was exclusive at DC, back when they did this, was, you know, 10 years ago. They haven't done this for a long time. They would send me a copy of every book they put out.
Yeah, that's the way Oni used to do it, too.
And we get, like, trades and stuff, and I was like, I physically don't have the room for that. And I would give them to the comic store.
Yeah, if they were all trades, then I you know, I'm running into a couple of things where, like, I think of something to get rid of them. Like, I was thinking, well, I could just hand them out, but I'm thinking, like, a lot of the comics I've got, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable handing them out to the kids in the neighborhood. Not that I think they're particularly nasty comics or anything, but I don't know what parents think. You know, if comics got, like, cursing in it or something, or are they going to be upset? Am I going to get a knock on my door, you know, telling me that I'm damaging youth or something? So I kind of nixed that idea, and I thought about comic shops, but I'm like, well, comic shops aren't going to want a ton of loose single-issue stuff, right? So, I don't know. But the store idea is good. Anyway. I'm still scrolling through the things coming out this week list. Not seeing much related to us. Weird. First Second is, I guess, has a line of history comics. But they've got... Yeah, I guess so, because 2 of the ones they've got out are, one of them's a graphic novel on the Great Chicago Fire.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I really want to do something like that. I think after I'm done with, I mean, there's supposed to be some other Dark Horse stuff down the line, but once I'm done with these last 2 Grumble issues, I might just do a graphic novel. I don't know.
Just something like, well, you've been talking for a while about doing that one about your mom.
Yeah, that's going to be harder to do, but I do need to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it's a lot more personal, very personal subject. But.
It's just I need to get something out there that I did all by myself.
All by yourself.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. You like that, huh? Evil Mike, happy.
I do not like that.
Can Evil Mike be happy?
Evil Mike is happy being evil.
Hmm. Well then. All right. Yep, I think that's it. I don't see anything else really at us, really in stores. We should do a comic about, like, Daniel Boone.
No. I could have done something, like, when I was a kid, I was super into Tennessee history. I would have done one about Davy Crockett.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to.
DB.
You know, anything historical, you got to get into, like, terrible. Like, Davy Crockett was really, had a big part of, like, the Indian relocation and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's the thing about history, is you got to get into a lot of, like, not good stuff. I mean, if you want to accurately portray it and not just make a TV show out of it or something.
Right. I mean, he wasn't responsible for Indy relocation, but that's kind of how he got elected to political office, is because he was a hero for basically fighting Native Americans. And, he didn't agree with it, but he and Andrew Jackson were at odds over this thing. But
yeah.
Andrew Jackson was a piece of shit, though.
Yeah.
I say this as a person with a newspaper article on my wall about me, with a picture of me and a giant poster of Andrew Jackson that I had just drawn.
Hey, you know what they did in Columbus, Ohio?
Took down Columbus statue?
They did.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good move.
Yeah.
And they've been taking...
They do that. Like, you know, everybody has those Columbus Day festivals and stuff, like, on Columbus Day. They should just... But, you know, most of them are, like, Italian festivals. So they just should make it Italian Day or something like that.
I wonder what I guess.
The Columbus Day, like, festival in Memphis, Tennessee was practically just an Italian festival. So they should just, you know, just call it Italian Day.
Well, I tripped up there because I'm trying to picture, I don't remember ever being to any kind of Columbus Day, like, celebration, unless you count, like, a store sale.
We have, they're mostly sales, but they did that. We had, like, one in the park. It was, like, a fair.
Largely growing up and everything, I mean, Columbus Day was sort of an ignored holiday, except that you got, that's a federal holiday, right? You got it off? Yeah, so, I mean, aside from the fact that it was, like, a day off or something, like...
Yeah.
It was just, nobody observed it, like, as a thing. It just was kind of ignored. It's like President's Day or something. Like,
we're getting lost.
Like, who really pays attention to President's Day? Or, trying to think of the other ones. Like, we've got these holidays, and I'm not even sure, like, I really even know what some of them are about. Anyway, so I guess that's it for this week.
Yes.
You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com.
Yeah.
Mike, are you still taking commissions?
Not right now. I got to catch up. I just started last week. Got about 20 on the first day, so I had to quit.
Cool.
I've got about 5 penciled out. So I need to get on them.
And I'm sure you're putting that Marvel light box to good use with these commissions.
No, actually, I'm not. But I did draw on it a little bit, and I made sure to use a pen just like my dad did.
Right on. Because, you know, only...
Pencils are for suckers.
Yeah, only wimps use pencils.
Yeah. My dad didn't make no mistakes.
Nope. You gotta dive straight in. That's the way he did his crossword puzzle, too.
My dad wasn't smart enough to do crossword puzzles.
Oh, okay. I thought he was crafty.
He's crafty. He was not an intelligent man.
He could have been president. Dum-dum-dum.
That's true. Well, literally anybody could be president now.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Seems like.
I mean, we used to say that, but now it's really true.
Yep. Even the dumbest, most failed businessman in the country could still be president. Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye. Maybe Good Mike will be back.
Goodbye. No.
Goodbye.
Good Mike's dead.
Long live Good Mike.